All right, so about 10:45 this morning, a citizen actually gave us a call because they found what they believe to be human remains in a creek near the 1200 block of Branch Lane, which is in Glen Burnie. The citizen actually thought it could have been a mannequin at first. Once we got there, we observed that it had was in fact a body, and it was a badly decomposed body that we believed had been there for some time. Right now, it's early in the investigation. We can't say whether this is a suspicious death or anything like that right now. We can't give an approximate age or anything, again, because of the state of the condition of the body. But we have our police academy recruits out there trying to gather some additional information in reference to this. But we'll obviously be looking at a number of things, including missing persons reports from the region in an attempt to identify the person. And we hope to have more on this later on. But right now, this is not something that occurred, overnight or in the past couple of days. This is something that occurred over a period of time ago. So we're trying to figure out exactly what occurred.
All right, and last thing, just touch on how you proceed from here in terms of identifying the person and determining who he or she was and how that person died.
Yeah, so basically, once the medical examiner gets finished and our detectives get finished checking the general area for evidence, when they are actually able to touch the body, so to speak, they'll see if the body had any, if it's clothed, if it has any identification on them. If there's any ability to print the person, they will do fingerprints. If DNA is a possibility, if we get to that point, obviously dental records are something that we'll check. And once again, we'll also look into missing person reports. Every now and again, when you have missing persons or badly decomposed bodies, there could be something like dental work that helps ID them. It could be something like a tattoo that you can still see that helps ID them. So that's the agonizing process that we're going to have to go through over the next several hours to hopefully find who this person is and then obviously make notification to the family of the deceased.